Hello, everyone, and welcome to Music for a While. I'm Jay Nordlinger, music critic of the New Criterion. I began a recent review as follows. Who is the most famous composer in the world? Paul McCartney? No, I mean classical division. Philip Glass? The answer must be John Williams, chiefly of movie fame. Born in 1932, he is still working, and by the look of it, flourishing. Carnegie Hall hosted a concert last Thursday night, billed as An Evening with John Williams and Yo-Yo Ma. Yep. Ma was on hand to play the Williams Cello Concerto, written for him in 1994. After the concerto, he played an encore, the theme from Schindler's List. Have I mentioned that this gala was all Williams? It was. And have I mentioned the orchestra and the conductor? The orchestra was the Philadelphia Orchestra. On the first half, it was conducted by Stéphane Deneuve, the Frenchman who is the music director of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. On the second half of the concert, it was conducted by the composer, by John Williams, himself. He conducted favorites from his movie scores, mainly. He did not conduct one of my favorite Williams pieces of all, which is not from a movie score. It is The Mission, written for NBC News in 1985. The fact that Williams didn't play it doesn't mean that I can't, that we can't. Here we go. The Mission, written for NBC News by John Williams. There is nothing in the entire Williams oeuvre I like better. It encapsulates him, his sensibility, his gifts. Again, I'm Jay Nordlinger, music critic of the New Criterion, bringing you Music for a While. If you care to write to me, the address is nordlinger@newcriterion.com. Don't be shy, especially if you want to hear something or have something commented on, or wish to sponsor our show. I'm going to read again from that Williams piece of mine, the review of his gala in Carnegie Hall. Like Stéphane Deneuve in the first half of the concert, Williams acted as your genial host. Mic in hand, he made some charming remarks. For instance, "Don't be afraid of the word scherzo. It just means joke." And, "Harrison Ford is 78, which to me is a teenager." He mentioned that in the first Star Wars movie, if I heard him correctly, he wrote love music for Luke and Leia. Then he learned that these two were actually brother and sister. Oops. I'm sure I'm not the only one who thought of Siegmund and Sieglinde, the amorous twins from Wagner's Ring. Well, we won't hear the Ring. How about a scherzo? Here is Williams's Scherzo for Motorcycle and Orchestra from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Thank you.
The Scherzo for Motorcycle and Orchestra from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade by John Williams, played by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by the composer himself. I said in my review, last summer I had a talk with a member of the Vienna Philharmonic, an orchestra that has seen pretty much every conductor over the years, every conductor of note. He told me that, of all of them, John Williams has pretty much the clearest beat. Another line from my review. I might mention something else, too, that Williams stands while conducting, when other nonagenarians may be expected to sit. What now? Well, on the Carnegie Hall program was the Olympic fanfare and theme. I wrote, it's one thing to hear this music out of your TV set. It's another thing to hear it from the Philadelphia Orchestra in Carnegie Hall. A sonic treat. I can't give you the Philadelphia Orchestra in Carnegie Hall, but I can give you Williams's recording with the Berlin Phil. Thank you. The Olympic Fanfare and Theme. In 2002, Steven Spielberg made a movie called Catch Me If You Can. It's based on the life of Frank Abagnale Jr., the con man. Williams's score is so apt. Here's the main theme, or the main title, as I believe the pros say. The main theme, the main title, of Catch Me If You Can. There are at least three John Williamses in our lives. The composer, the Australian-born classical guitarist, born in 1941, and the American novelist, the author of Stoner, who lived from 1922 to 1994. I'm sure we could think of more. Earlier, I stated that in all of Williams's oeuvre, there's nothing I like more than the mission. The same is true of Raiders, specifically the Raiders March from Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. Marvelous, possibly undying. Thank you. The Raiders March with the Berlin Philharmonic under Williams. After I wrote my Carnegie Hall review, I received a letter from a musician. "I'd like to tell you something about John Williams. He is literally the nicest man I have met in the classical music business. He has boundless patience with audience, donors, musicians. I've never seen him show a trace of anger or annoyance. Everyone wants a piece of his time, and there is no one who would be in a better position or have more of an excuse to decline. But he gives his all. The last time he was here, he reduced his fee, and even after an exhausting rehearsal and concert day, he agreed to a reception for donors afterwards, and wouldn't leave until every last person had had the chance to talk with him. He stood for well over an hour in the reception line, and didn't even get any food because it was all gone by the time he had talked to everyone. The stories of his patience and generosity abound in our business." Well, I am impressed and not surprised. How about some music from E.T.? It's hard to find a better depiction of flying, musical depiction, than this.
Thank you.
The Flying Theme from E.T., played by the Berlin Phil, conducted by Williams. Some last reading from my review. The concert, a gala, had started at 7. It was supposed to last an hour and 40 minutes. Now it was 9:15. All night long, I wanted to hear Williams's encore, which I assumed would be the Imperial March, a.k.a. Darth Vader's theme from Star Wars. There was an encore. It was some love music from the latest Raiders of the Lost Ark movie. At least I think that's what Williams announced. Can't remember, frankly. In any event, there was still hope. And, indeed, Williams launched into another piece, something loud and arresting. It was the Star Wars theme, the main one. Nothing wrong with that. Still, selfish and petulant me was put out. I figured the concert was over. It was now 9:30, something like that. As the audience applauded the second encore, I made for the exits. But just before I opened the door, I heard a guy say, "I think he has another one in him." I stayed and lingered at the back of the hall. And lo, Williams, with that clear, clear beat, began the Imperial March. He has been with us all of our lives, John Williams has. What a joy it has been to have him and his music. Yes, yes. Thank you for joining me, everybody. Let's close with the Imperial March, played by the Vienna Philharmonic under John Williams in May 2020. Bye-bye.